Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our topic is Taking Action. Chapter 27, Finish What You Start. What is the difference between a person who finishes what he starts and a person who fails to finish what he starts? It's the difference between a person who accomplishes a lot in life and a person who fails to accomplish a lot. Imagine trying to make a telephone call. You need to dial 11 numbers. You dial 10 of these numbers. You've almost made the call. You dial the majority of those numbers. But your call will not go through. You will not be able to reach the person you wanted to speak to. Imagine trying to get to a wedding. The wedding hall is 100 miles away, but you drive 99 miles. Then you stop. You don't feel like driving the next mile. You don't have a valid reason for not doing so. But you decided that you don't feel like driving anymore. You won't get to the wedding. You almost made it, but you still won't be able to participate at the wedding. Imagine someone who is seriously working on writing a book. He has spent a lot of time researching the relevant material. He has interviewed many people. He writes and rewrites. He edits and re-edits. In his mind, he perceives his book as being a great success. He visualizes many people being helped by what he wrote. He sees himself meeting readers and hearing how much his writings have helped them. The only thing wrong is that he never finishes his book. He works in it and works in it, but he never completes the job. The book never gets published. The potential readers never read it. The book never happens. The would-be author has never finished what he started. The sages teach us that all beginnings are difficult. But completing what you have started is also difficult, at times even more difficult than just starting. Various thoughts, worries, and concerns might prevent someone from finishing. Effort is valuable, but the real payoff comes from completing what you started. Perfectionism might lead to endless tries at perfecting the finished product. It's still not good enough is the motto of a perfectionist. There might be a kernel of truth in a self-statement. Compared to complete perfection, the present level is still not perfect, but it could be satisfactory. If perfectionism prevents you from completing your project, an imperfect finished product is preferable. If you are a perfectionist, you need to weigh the situation. How much more time and effort is really worthwhile, and how much would be considered a waste of time? Be ruthlessly honest with yourself. What is the real reason that I'm not yet ready to complete what I've started? Is my reason truly valid or not? Have the courage to complete what you've started. Keep your focus on the benefits of what you have done. Even if it could have been done better in some way, something completed is usually better than nothing.